We honor you. We do trust you. We have sought you. You have answered, and you are seeking us, and we will answer. Thank you, Lord. Father, whatever you make known to us, whatever is clear to us, we will do it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we have an unction from the Holy Ghost and we can do exactly what you want us to do every step of the way. We thank you for it, Lord. And we do trust you. We trust you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you tonight in Jesus' name. You may be seated. As the question is, do you trust him? Do you really trust him? Or you just want to make your own way or worry or whatever? Or do you really trust him? Because if you trust him, there's no need to worry. Amen. No need to worry. No need to scramble. No need to try to figure it out. Amen. He's for us, church. He's for us. Praise the Lord. Well, we bless all the travelers. They're all over the United States. So you know how the summer is. Everybody starts going places. So thank you, Jesus, that they're all safe out there and having a good time. Praise the Lord. Let's go over to Proverbs 4, verse 7. Y'all having a good week? I want to say something to you first. I believe that it's time that I teach you something about demons. Not tonight, but the church doesn't even talk about it anymore. They don't understand it. They just think it's, you know. They're influences that bring thoughts. That's what they are. They're influences that bring thoughts. They're also familiar, but they are an influence. Mm-hmm. That's right. Are we already out there? Okay. That's okay though, too. When my parents died, the first thing me and my sister did was run in our prayer closet and rebuke every evil spirit. Away from us.
Yeah, that's right.
And my oldest brother picked up every symptom. Other family members out, because certain things bother certain people. If anyone close to you passes, you need to rebuke familiar spirits because they try to come to the family. Spirit of diabetes, spirit of cancer, you need to rebuke that stuff. Now that's straight from the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you. They'll get you into all kinds of stuff they'll start feeding you all kinds of junk, along with grief and sorrow and all that stuff. You have to really watch out what you're doing. But I was thinking, when we were raised up, people bothered to tell us all about deliverance. Because some diseases are just spirits. Some symptoms are spirits. There's a spirit of poverty. There's a spirit of hate. There's a spirit of ashamed. There's a spirit of false guilt. There's spirits, and they influence you just like fear does.
Yeah.
And so you need to know words to say to tell them to get out and off your life. And you need to know who you can rebuke them off of and who you can't, because people have their own will. So it's not going to do you any good to just say, I rebuke devils off the whole world. Well, that ain't going to work. Some people want devils. So we're going to talk about that probably next Wednesday night. So you can call me an old time preacher if you want to, but it's still Bible. And we need to know. We need to know how to say no and to realize that there's angels moving and there's demonic forces moving. And if you can't see that evil in the world, you're pretty blind right now. This is not just flesh. Now, witchcraft is flesh. That's coming out of the flesh, and then demonic influences come along with that. But it starts in the flesh. Amen. All right, so I'll let you think about that. Let's go here first. All right, we're talking about faith, and we're talking about living by faith. Can we turn me down just a little bit, please? You have to understand what faith is. You have to understand when faith is. You have to understand how faith works and the principles that work together with faith. And so we've covered a lot of ground, and I just want to go a bit further, and I want to tag this on so that you get the feel of how you're living your life in faith. And it would be right here in Proverbs 4:7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. So this says wisdom and understanding are huge right here. And they are. They're huge when it comes to living by faith. You got to have some wisdom. People get silly. Well, I'm going to believe for, and it's just cuckoo. They're nowhere near believing for some things they want to believe for. Faith has to be developed. And then they want to believe for things that are not God's will. And so we need wisdom. We need understanding in these areas. And so what's the difference between the two, wisdom and understanding, and why would this cause our faith to increase or build capacity? So wisdom is knowing what to do with knowledge, okay? As simple as I can tell you, but I'm going to tell you more. The best outcome and the best way to do something, that's wisdom. You see it. Understanding is the working out of it. And I'll go deeper so you'll catch on here. Wisdom prescribes the best end. This is how it should be. This is what we're looking for. It needs to be like this. The best means calculated for its attainment. Understanding directs to the ways, times, places, opportunities of practicing the lessons of wisdom. Now that's going to become more clear in just a minute. Wisdom points out the thing required. Understanding sees the accomplishment of it or the attainment of it. Wisdom sees, understanding feels, moves you forward. Okay. One discovers, the other possesses. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. It judges what is best. Well, you know, I got $50 left. I'm going to go buy $50 worth of lottery tickets. Is that wisdom? Wisdom would say, no, that is not right. That's not going to give you the best outcome. Wisdom would say, forgive. Wisdom would say, love. Wisdom would say, no cheating. Don't cheat. Okay. So understanding gives you the insights then to grab the concepts. Now, right here we can see both of these working together very closely. Remember when Moses was getting all worn out because all the people were coming to him and he was having to make judgments. And Jethro, his father-in-law, said, this isn't going to work. You're getting all worn out. We have to have a plan, and the best plan would be to delegate authority. Okay, so there's the wisdom in it. The next understanding part would be, but we want the right people. We want the right people because you don't want to just put anybody in your leadership. And so, but what ends up happening here is just this small yet wise organizational adjustment allowed better delegation, and it also prevented Moses from wearing himself out. So there you see wisdom and understanding working together. So y'all see that? Okay. Now, so how then would wisdom affect faith? What are we talking about? Real simple. Godly wisdom helps us recognize deception. Okay, it helps us recognize deception, and it keeps us from making emotional decisions. Amen. This is really big when it comes to peer pressure. Well, none of my friends don't like that. My friends don't want to do that. None of my friends want to go to church. Why should I go to church? My friends don't, you know, I don't know that, you know, I got friends in low places, you know, whatever the case may be. Right? Mm-hmm. What's the matter? Y'all know a song that sounds like that? But that's not wisdom. See, decisions affect our faith. And so wisdom aligns our hearts with the mind of God. Like, I don't care what they do. I'm doing this. I don't care what they say. Well, all the relatives don't want to do it. They don't want to have anything to do with God. Well, how are they ever going to get to God if you join them?
Oh, boom.
I'll just stay home because all the relatives showed up. No. No. When you go, you show them what God means to you.
That's right.
Yeah. That's just the truth. Amen. All right. Now let's go here. In our faith walk, if we're looking to succeed, and that church, that's what we're doing. We want to succeed. That's all a part of God's will, succeeding. You know, we talked about the fact that our purpose is to know Him. We want to know Him. That's our number one goal. If we know Him, we're going to get everything right. If we get to know Him deeper, it's all going to flow. But He does want us to be what we say all the time, that we're the head, not the tail, above only, not beneath. He does. He wants that. Prospering, all these things, it is His desire. So we can definitely say that success is God's will. If you do well and you give God the credit, people will want God.
Yes.
Amen. Right. You tell your testimony, people are all about that. Jesus conquered death, I'd say that's success. He's our great champion. Paul talks about winning races. John speaks of overcoming the world. So success is right. It's what the Bible teaches us. And the very God on the inside of you is crying out to succeed. And there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. It's the right way to be. So we want to succeed. And so we know how important the word is. We do. We know how important the word is. We know that this word is speaking to us, right? Now, if this word is God talking to us, you got to get past thee, thou. You got to dig. Amen. You got to knock, seek, and find so you can understand this thing, right? So, but this is a major way that God, that we're in relationship with God, is it? The Bible is a major way that we're in relationship with God. Whether you read it or listen to it or however you can get it, this is the major way. And then the Holy Spirit's the other major way. Am I right? So I want to say something to you. Wisdom is only transferred through relationship. It's not through knowledge. Did you hear me? Wisdom is transferred through relationship, not knowledge. You've got to have life coming forth. That's why the word preached helps you. That's why you reading with the power of the Holy Spirit on the word, it's just the dead, dry logos if you don't have any life coming out of it. The wisdom comes when you are in relationship. I might be getting ahead of myself a little bit, but the Bible says that Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses laid hands on him. His mentor had something to do with him. So that relationship caused wisdom to come. There's a lot of wisdom I've gotten from having a relationship from my mentors and teachers. A lot. Some of them I've had a close one-on-one relationship. Some I've just listened to their teachings. Some I've had talks with, whatever. But that's what brought the wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the understanding, of course. But it's going to come through relationship. And wisdom and knowledge, we have to realize that they're two different things. You can go, well, I know the Bible. I know the Bible. I could quote the scriptures. That doesn't mean anything. That can just be religion. I had a guy tell me one time, I'm not coming to your church anymore. Notice it was your, he had been here, but it was my, your church. It wasn't his church. And he said, I'm not coming because your people never even quote me a scripture. I said, well, why don't you look at the life they're living? They're walking in the spirit. They're doing the word. I mean, I don't walk up to you and say, hi, Sandy, the Lord is my shepherd. Right? Hi, Rhonda. Wisdom is a principal thing. You talk to people like you talk to people, but you don't have to quote them a scripture. You're living the scripture. You do want to know the scriptures. You do want to memorize the scriptures. You do want to have them in you, but that doesn't mean that they need to come out in the way you love, in the way you live, and in a relationship. That's when you know you're getting some wisdom. Amen. This is going to help you have success. Knowledge has a protective cover over it, protective covering over it. And wisdom will not come out of that knowledge until we break into relationship. That's how you started understanding what this was saying. When you got filled with, baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you went, oh, wow. I see what that's saying. And you begin to study and listen to your teachers and listen to the stories of the things that happened to them. And then you begin to go, well, I understand what that means. Yes. How did you get a revelation of covenant? Somebody, you know, taught it and lived it out. And you could see them walking in covenant. You could see, for me, Brother Copeland. He taught it and taught it and taught it and drilled it and drilled it. I listened to the tapes over and over. There were six or eight of them. Covenant made by blood. And we listened to them over and over and over. And now we knew all the steps, and then we watched him live covenant. We watched him tell his stories of how he's backed up by God no matter what was going on. We've lived it with him. Yeah. We've lived it with other people. Mr. Womack, we see his stories. Yeah. And on and on and on. Brother Jerry. So they come alive to us because of relationship and, of course, our relationship with God. So we honor the word. We honor our teachers. We honor our fathers, our mothers, and the Lord. And wisdom comes forth as a wellspring when we do that. So we connect wisdom with our leaders. Now, so success actually comes when you do three things. And I just told you number one. And that is to get wisdom. Getting wisdom and understanding. If you want success, you have to do things that are wise. Proverbs helps you. Hold on to your heart. Is that what it says? Monitor your mouth. Watch what you watch. Think about your life. If you don't plan on what you think about, then what you think about will have no plan. That's what Proverbs 4 is about, right? That's why I'm quoting you scripture without putting it in King James right there.
Yeah.
Watch what you watch. Watch what you do. Psalm 1 says, watch who you hang around.
Yeah. That's really good.
Amen. Yeah. And so these are wisdoms that we have that will bring us success. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Church, it doesn't mean that we don't love people if they're not in our inner circle. It doesn't mean we don't love them. It just means that we're going somewhere that maybe they don't want to go. And so you have to watch out that you don't just let people drag you down. People are like elevators. They're going to take you up or take you down. And so you have to, it doesn't mean you don't love them. You don't have to be mean to them. You don't have to act like you're better than they are. But you need to progress into what you know. And bad company corrupts good morals. So you watch what you do. It will affect your life. I know because I did it.
Yeah.
I got right in the middle of something years ago with people, and I said, oh, I'm going to win them all to Jesus.
Yeah.
We won about five of them to Jesus, and we turned into, well, anyway, praise the Lord. Okay, now, so allow the Holy Spirit to teach you and tell you and mold you. He will help you with these things. That's wisdom. Know your father. Know your heritage. Know your covenant. Know his plan for your life. We're going to be hitting that pretty soon. What is God's plan for your life? Do you want to know? Because if you want to know, I'll help you find out. You can know exactly. If you don't know what it is, you can know exactly what it is. God will help you with that. You don't have to wander around. You can move right into it. But here's the thing. How do you start? How do you get that wisdom? What are you going to do to get it? Pay attention. Pay attention. Start paying attention to what God's doing. Pay attention to the preaching. Pay attention to the word. Pay attention with the promptings on the inside of you. Attend to what he's saying and you'll begin to get wisdom and understanding. The second thing you need for success is commitment. Notice how everybody just screamed and hollered, praise the Lord, when I said commitment. Commitment comes before success. It comes before success. If you're going to have a good business, you're going to get up every day and you're going to get dressed and you're going to go work on that business. If you're going to have a good relationship with God, you're going to get up on Sundays and you're going to come to church and come on Wednesday nights and you're going to read your Bible and you're going to talk to people and you're going to be here as often as you can. You're going to do what God calls for. It's called commitment. Right. Commitment is something that we all have to learn. It's something we need to do if we're going to have success. We have to be committed. You remember Revelations 3:4 where Jesus talked about the lukewarm? Yeah. So lukewarm people are indifferent people. Indifference means having no interest. I don't care. I'm not interested in it. I don't really care. Indifferent people never put themselves in any inconvenience. Anything that would put a strain on them, anything that would put them out, anything that would make them have to do something they don't want to do, they're not going to do it. They're just lukewarm. They don't care. They're not going to put forth any kind of effort at all. You know, almost everything that is good takes some effort.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God we don't have to live with indifferent people. Thank God we're not indifferent people. Glory to God. They never put themselves in any kind of situation where they have to trust God. They just fake it. I go to a word church. I'm in church all the time. But they never trust God because, you know, well, why do they need to? They make money and they live okay and they're having fun in their life and whatever. But I'm telling you, you'll come to a place one day where you're going to have to trust God for something. So why not just get on board now? Amen. Never really serious about anything that matters. But church, people who are hot will sacrifice. People that have passion will sacrifice. No, I'll do that. No, I'm doing. No, let me have. I'll do. I'm going. I'll do it. Amen. Yeah. They'll sacrifice. No, I'm a servant. I'm ready. I'll do something. And listen, God would rather you be cold than neutral. Indifference is the thief of God's best. God has very little tolerance for indifference. It said he would spew you out of his mouth. Now, he's like, oh, my goodness, that's tough. Well, not really. This is what it means. He'd rather not be around you. If you're indifferent, he'd rather not be around you. Don't you kind of feel like that about people that love you? They're like, well. Like, okay, see ya. You want to be and have relationship with people who are interested in being in relationship with you, who love you, who want to be around you. People go out to dinner with you, people who eat a good steak with you. Amen. You want to be in relationship with those people. Praise the Lord. The third thing that we want to look at is, this is a big one. If you're going to be successful, Bible successful, you're going to have to identify with life. You can't identify with death and doubt and sin and stress and sickness and weakness and pain. That's identifying with Adam. That's what that is. So, church, you're no longer Adam's family. The Adam's family. That's who you're not. You're not Adam's family. You're Jesus's family. He's your brother. You're a joint heir with him. That means you're the firstborn. You need to start identifying with who you really are. Well, I sure don't feel like it. Well, it doesn't matter how you feel. If you'll start talking it, you'll start feeling better. Church, you're not always going to feel like you want to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've heard Jesse Duplantis say, man, I was tired of all that. I just want to let them all go to hell. But he didn't. He showed up. You see what I'm saying? But we're all going to wear you out with that. The only way to turn, no one had ever won the case. No one. It's still in history. He said when he walked into that courtroom, he looked at him and went, I love y'all. Illegally to recruit and illegally this and illegally that. I'm going to do what God calls me to do. I'm going to do good with this business. I used to say this all the time. We said, we're going to go over to so-and-so and they'd say, I ain't lost nothing over there. You know, you were like, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And this is what I like. And I choose to love them, Lord. I choose to love them. And pretty soon, some of all the time. You don't have to feel the choices, the thing. Overcome temptation to compromise who I am. This is what I do. This is what I'm going to do. Less than go down. It's like saying, well, you know, I'm healed. Well, what if you die anyway? Well, I'd rather go out saying I'm healed in Jesus' name than going, well, it's just going to take me.
Mm-mm. No.
It's not faith.
That is not faith.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and be broke.
No.
I'm telling you, you have more in you than you think you do. The strong spirit of a man sustains him. Amen. You're stronger than you think you are. Say no to the influence. Say no to the enemy. Say no to fear. Say no to lack. Say no to being offended.
Oh, that's good.
Say no to being offended. This is the way of the Bible. This is the way of God. Oh, yeah, Lord. Okay. I'll finish with that. Thank you for that, Lord. The Lord just reminded me of something. He said, mention this to the people. Distraction. You can get so easily distracted and the enemy will tell you what's important. He'll tell you what he thinks is important. And you better make the right choice. What is really important? Church, life is short. To God, you got about 2 hours here. And for me, I got about one left. So those of you that are 40, you got a little while. But what are you going to do with the time? What are you going to do with the time? What decisions are you going to make? You're going to go ahead and move forward? You're going to go ahead and make it worth it? Because you're going to live eternity in heaven. And you don't want to look back on these short days saying, oh, if I'd only done this in my life for me. You want to look back and say, well done, good and faithful servant. You want to hear what, you want to know that you did God's will. I can tell you, I've already tried to live for myself. Wasn't all that great. But when I started serving God, it's like I had got favor and got everything I ever wanted. The Lord asked me sometimes, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know, Lord. I don't know what I want. I've got everything. Life is good. I don't know what I want. Let's, you know, and he's just like, I'll give you something. But ask for it. Ask for something bigger. Ask for something bigger. And he's just like that. What I ask for is increase for all of you. Increase. Increase on your life. Increase your influence. Increase your finances. Get in your homes. Get them debt free. Get peace. Get peace in with your family. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your life. Have enough money more than the month. Don't run out. Don't run out when it's over. Become a tither and trust God that he will fulfill because you're a tither. He will. He will. He has never failed the tither. Never. It's either what you're saying or something you're missing.
Right.
Well, I don't know. If I just feel, I feel kind of like I'm not breaking through. Okay, I'm going to help you break through right now. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? You're going to break through right now. Go to God and pray and ask Him, what was the last thing you told me to do and I haven't done it yet? That's all you got to do. And you're going to go and you're going to get quiet, and it's probably going to be something you said or didn't say, because most of you that I see and hear, you're all tithers and givers. So it's probably going to be something that God asked you to do, or something, a correction you did not take, and He'll show you what it is, and all you have to do is do it, and you'll be right back on the highway. I do it all the time. Okay, Lord, this ain't you. Must be me. Must be me. So what is it? You show me. You show me what it is, because things have stopped. They stopped up. As soon as I find out what it is, boom, it starts moving again.
Amen.
Just step right back into it. He'll do it. Where's the hang up? Where's the hang up? Okay, Lord, show me where the hang up is. Show me where the hang up is, and He'll show you. Well, what if I can't hear Him? Well, see, that goes back to relationship that we were talking about. Wisdom comes when you're in relationship with God. If you'll talk to Him, He'll talk to you. Well, I can't hear His voice like you do. Yes, you can, church. Yes, you can hear Him. You have to learn to recognize Him. He's talking. You have to learn to recognize Him when you hear Him enough. And one of the ways you'll recognize Him is when you get into the Word. When something is being said inside you and it sounds like the Word, I'm not talking about King James, I'm talking about it sounds like the Word, because I mean, the Lord talks to me in Texan.
Yeah.
You'll know that's God. Yeah, you will. And sometimes it's not fun. He'll say, I told you not to do that, and you went right out there and opened your big mouth. He says stuff like that to me. I want Him to. I will take the correction.
Yes.
I want to know, because I want to do this right.
Amen.
I don't do it all right, and neither do you, but we can get further. We can move further if we'll just go ahead and take the correction. We don't need to be proud about it. We've all messed up relationships. We've all done something. But God is the fixer. And He'll fix it. He'll fix it. Amen. Y'all receive this tonight? Father, we thank You for the Word. We thank You, Lord, that we are well able to succeed, because we are going to have wisdom and understanding, and we will be committed, and we will identify with life. And this is going to help our faith, Lord, that we're not going to just stand at the crossroads and go, it's just not going to be good for me. We press forward in Jesus' name. Thank You for that, Lord. Thank You for that, Lord. Thank You. I just heard the Lord say this. Tell them that they're going to need to be willing to find out if they're wrong about something.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm willing. I'm telling you right now, Lord, I'm willing.
Yes.
You're going to have to find out if you're wrong about something.
Yeah.
You know what that means? If you just received what I just said, you're not a victim. That was fresh off the Holy Ghost cuff right there. Did you get that? You're not a victim if you take the responsibility to be corrected. But if you blame everybody else for the failure, they're not teaching me what I need to know. I'm leaving the church because the pastor didn't recognize my gifting. I told you on Sunday, if you're waiting for a man to promote you, and you're doing it through the flesh, that's no different than Hollywood. The pastor will recognize you as soon as God shines the light on you. But He's not going to shine the light on you until you're ready.
That's so good.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And then every gift you have will come barreling out. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Glory to God. Let's receive our offering tonight. Man, God is good. I'm glad He said that. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Really,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Deb's sending me a message here. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for every tither and giver. In Jesus' name, we ask you to bless them. Father, we have broken through, and we are in increase right now. And so, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you. Yeah, you did that. Thank you. We thank you for this place. We thank you for your anointing in this place, the anointing on the people here. And we thank you that they're blessed and anointed to prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brother. If you would like to give via text message, you can text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. And be blessed when you do it, because you are getting a harvest. When God asks you for a seed, he's got your harvest in mind. That's the way the kingdom works. Always fully expect to gain a harvest off any seed you sow. And don't have that religious attitude of, I just give because I love. Well, good. If you love, that's major. But then when you get a harvest, you'll have more to give because you love.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. We're getting a new floor from the door all the way through here. And so we're going to be starting Victory by the Foot. It's not going to cost as much as it did to get this building, but we are going to invite everyone who wants to sow a seed, and this is our threshing floor, and so we get things done here, and we're going to have a beautiful floor. Yes. It's time to get that done, and then we're also going to be doing something to the walls in this room. So we're not asking for it right now. But we'll let you know if you want to sow into it. A couple of people have already sowed in. There's already a place for it. But Danny will be making a slot for that, and we'll be sowing whatever the Lord says. Mata's the floor expert, and I talked to her. Jesse and I have been talking to Lewis about this, and I talked to Mata about this. She said it sounds like a very good deal we're getting. And so we're going to put our faith on it. And we're going to get it, and we're going to have it before we go to conference. Okay. That's my confession, and I believe every word of it. So I hope you'll agree with me. We're going to have it. We put our faith out for the drums, and I'm going to look at them.
Yep. Praise God.
So we didn't ask you to give to that. We just wanted you to use your faith. Well, I'm only going to ask for when God says. Yes. That's the way we do it here.
That's
We're not, won't you help me, won't you help me. We're all about doing what God says and using funds for what God says to use them for. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's stand up. Anybody have a good testimony? Anybody want to say something? Something good happened to you? You look extra pretty tonight. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Thriller's here on the front row. Can you do a moonwalk for us or something? You can't, okay. Praise the Lord. God is good. Well, then I'm just going to confess this over you. You are going to show up with a testimony.
Amen.
And it's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one then. If y'all are not going to have one, I'm going to give you one. You have one? Okay, come up here. So I'll tell mine first because it's a snake story. Larry will like it. So I was mowing, and there was a rattlesnake out there. And I tried to run over him, and I couldn't get him. But I said, I will get you. I will get you. And so I'm sitting at my desk, and John calls me on the phone. He's outside. He calls me on the phone, and he says, get your gun and get out of here. We killed it. Now, it's either her or her brother. We're not sure who he was. John blew that rattle right off of him. But I'm telling you, not one demon is getting away with anything that belongs to us. Our dogs are not going to get bit. Our stuff is not going to get hurt. No hell, no hell. I pull the hell out of this place in Jesus' name and cast it away from us. No more hell, no more high wind, no more destruction in Jesus' name. No tornadoes, no tragedy, accident, sickness, disease, perversion, invasion, inflammation, insurrection, troubles, sorrow, snakes. Against us. Or what?
Right.
or skunks. Come on, Debbie. Jesus' name. Scarfers. Oh, you need to. Okay. Here.
Oh gosh. You know, when the hail hit, we lost 3 cars, our roof, and damage on our RV. And, you know, it was like everybody else in our RV park. But in the process, the Lord has blessed us now with 2 new 2024 debt-free cars. And then a week after this happened, very unexpectedly, many years ago, about in 2017, when I lost my job after 14 years of being there, and I was 65, and so I was glad because then I could go on Social Security and have insurance and all that, but I didn't have a job anymore. So a student loan that was given to me, I was a parent, and I got it stupidly for my daughter. And she couldn't pay for it, so I was supposed to. One of those deals. And through the years, I paid on it, she paid on it, but we never could get it paid. And I signed up for what they call an income-driven loan. Every year I had to fill out paperwork, and whatever our income was, then my payment was based on that. And I'd been doing that since 2017. Well, I got a letter in the mail about a week after we got our cars that said, we'd like to let you know that your student loan has now been in process long enough, that's 20, 25 years, that you qualify for the forgiveness of that loan. So $50,000.
Yay! Hallelujah!
Amen!
Okay, you want to talk on my microphone or you want to get one? Well, get one. Debbie was short enough that it worked on that. Okay.
Praise God. So since March, I have been ardently searching for the Believer's Authority book in Italian.
Wow.
I've tried this ministry. I've tried that ministry. I tried a ministry all the way over in Italy. I've tried quite a few, and I just kept saying, Lord, I want that book. I want to take that book with me when we go, because we have 5 or 6 different hosts of the Airbnbs, and God just put it on my heart today. Andrew Womack Ministries. Yes, here's the email address, here's the website, here's all the content, and here's how you buy it.
Wow.
God answered my prayer.
Isn't that cool? That's awesome. Deb's getting the word out. She witnesses to everything except snakes. Yes, ma'am. Come on.
Oh, here. Let me get it for you.
That's what we want. We want to hear what's going on that's good. It's here before we go.
So I have one horse, and I buy hay, and the hay hasn't been good. It's been really tough for him to chew on, and he wasted. It's just horrible. So I just had it in my heart, you know, Lord, I'm going to check around in Marble Falls, the feed store here, and see if they have better hay. And I did, and they do. And so I was able to get better hay for my horse. It's not wasted. In fact, he's real fat now. And it was $1.50 cheaper.
Wow, that's awesome.
Huge.
That is huge. Anybody else? Surely there's one more here. There's someone who has a birthday here.
Two birthdays.
Is Kaya in here? Is it Joy? Joy didn't come to church. Well, Joy. No, I'm kidding. I guess she's celebrating. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. So it's Kaya's birthday. You have one?
Well, I can testify. I need to pray for the Lord for this. At a time when, you know, education is completely underfunded, that's a whole big discussion. We had unexpected cuts and sad, really sad cuts from our school district. But I'm not one of them. And so I pray
Praise the Lord.
That's a big deal.
It is. Amen. That's because we're God's favorites. I'm telling you, no matter, in fact, I was telling Macon and Pat this, that all these years through the 2008 stuff and then all the Obama years and all that, we never went down, ever. 2020, when all that happened, we went up. God always has taken care of us. We should remember that, y'all. Not one of you came to me and said, I'm hungry, can you help me? Nobody. Everybody prospered.
That's right.
God is good. Yeah. Kept giving, kept moving forward. Mm-hmm. We've given, and I don't know if everybody knows this, but they're working on three churches that we've been planting in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Costa Rica. I'm excited about that.
Yes.
We'll send them some more. God is good. All of our partners, we give money to everybody young, thank God. And we're happy to do it. We love it. We love the giving, all of our partners. And KCM gets a big one. And we give to Miss Ann because she's Pastor John's widow. We're going to do that until Jesus comes or she gets married and has a husband or whatever. We take care of the widows.
Right.
Amen. I mean, that's what you do. That's honor.
Yes.
You have to take care of who God assigned to you. And
yes.
Praise the Lord. We're happy to do all that. We're happy to give.
Yes.
And we're going to spend some money on us and fix this place up. It's time.
Yes, it is.
We have done this. And now we're going to get some things done in here. And I know y'all agree.
Amen.
All right, we're good? Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.